Hello, welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. First, thank you so much, guys. The last episode with Mbazi Mashiloa had 12,000 views at the last count. That was earlier in the week, around Monday or so. Thank you very much. And thank you for those who are subscribing. Actually, imagine if half of the 12,000 views were subscriptions. Guys, you can press the other button. Don't just view. But thank you. Truly appreciate it. But continue to subscribe and follow and like and tell the world about it. Now, I don't watch much TV, and I know it sounds crazy for somebody who spent a lot of his time on television. Yeah, I think I'm schizophrenic that way. But there was a subject that was trending over the weekend, and I couldn't help it. I mean, I even got to realize that I've got access to Showmax. I didn't know I had one. I only watch sport on television. Norma Mngoma. I couldn't resist, right? So I went to my television to go watch this new series called, I think, Untied. And the ex-wife of ex-cabinet minister, Malusi Gigaba, had this episode where she was telling all about what happened. Now, disclaimer, everything that I'm going to speak about is what she says. We don't know whether it's true. We don't know whether it's been verified. So it's all allegations. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm not adding anything. I'm just trying to find out what I understood and shared with you. But firstly, you know, I found it rather cruel of her that she would do this literally on the eve of the man getting his PhD at the University of Johannesburg. Literally, this happened like 2 days before he was going to be conferred with his PhD. Well, which she says is doctored. She says that degree is doctored. I don't know. I have no view. But I think for somebody called Norma Khule, she showed no grace. Honestly, she just showed no grace for somebody who's called a woman of grace. But she spoke about a lot of things. And a lot of things caught my attention. One of them was that he liked gifting her with special things, right? But the one that stood out for me was that she said she liked the Rolex watches that he gave her. Watches, guys, not watch. Watches. I couldn't understand why she would need more than one, but I suppose watches are also accessories, right? Although I suspect maybe the man understood the value of time, you know, so he kept on reminding her of the value of time. Like, you know, so I'm going to buy you another watch so that you understand how much time means to me. Then she revealed a lot of things about, you know, him cheating, she getting messages from other people, and him denying those allegations. And she says, and then I told him, one day you'll be exposed. Now, I'm not sure whether she said that pre or post that infamous video. You know, remember that one? So when she says exposed, like, so frankly, from where I stand, I think that was Coldplay from her. Let that sink in. He you know, she says, this man was trending, you know, as somebody who's a content producer and in the media, we tend not to like to promote other content or platforms, but I gotta mention this one because it's significant. She says her ex-husband was trending on Pornhub. Folks, you gotta be doing something special to trend on that platform. I mean, I don't know how it works, but I'm sure you have to be doing something special to trend there. What made me angry, if it's true, is that she says her ex-husband had a girlfriend during level 5 of COVID. Folks, level 5. I could not go see my folks. My parents were in their 80s at that time. This man, who was a cabinet minister, was having a girlfriend, going out to the girlfriend with his kids, Norma says. This left a bitter taste on my mouth. But don't imagine that in your mouth. Don't. All I'm saying is that I certainly did not like the fact that he possibly did this if she was telling the truth. It didn't sound good to me. I mean, how urgent was this relationship that he had to break all the protocols of his own government, leave his own wife, and go see this other woman? There must be something special about this other woman. But we all know this one is fact. He then, you know, she went to, she got very angry. She broke his car. You know, these things that we see in the movies when people get angry, they go break your car. She did that. He was not happy, understandably so. So he laid charges. He went to open a case against Norma. But here's the special part. He drove her to the police station to hand herself in. She was not aware. She kept on thinking, what are the cops going to ask me about? And he was like, I don't know. The man had just laid a charge and he drove her to the police station. You know what? I think Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi could learn a thing or two from this. I mean, rather than call a media conference, he should have arrested the guys, firstly opened a case, arrested them and drive them to the police station and only then give us a press conference, right? It would have been more dramatic. There's a lesson here. Whatever you think about Norma, a lot of lessons can be taken here. I mean, like a lesson, you know, she says, you know, well, they were trying to solve their problems. They went to therapy. You know, he kept on saying, no, we have a problem, so we should see a therapist. But they kept on firing one therapist after another. Among other reasons, because when it was a white therapist, he would say, yeah, I think she's racist. And then if it's a male therapist, he doesn't like that. He would say, no, I think he's gay. Guys, this is a movie. I mean, this is the kind of stuff movies are made of. I mean, of course, before lawsuits are going to happen, I'm very worried about some of the things she spoke about and the fact that he did not get a right of reply. I'm just repeating the stuff and I'm making my own interpretation of what I was hearing there. So, look, I'm not going to paint her as a saint because I don't know her. But also because then she reveals that her phone was tapped. And she says she did not even know the concept of tapping. What? This woman owned an IT company. The word gigabyte actually comes from her own business, which is an IT business. I'm afraid. No. Norma Icon. I'm sure then my daughter, who would have been 10 or so, knew what tapping was. And a head of IT business does not know this? This does not smell good. Something tells me something is not right, but I'm not going to say what that is. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to implicate myself. As soon as they got separated, she then went to their home, which he kept, and when she got there, there were immediate changes. Another woman had moved in. He had fired the previous helper and the previous driver, and there was a new driver and a new helper. Now, I don't know what she expected. Like, he should not have another woman? I mean, I tend to think maybe the moving of the helper and the driver was harsh, but hey, This man shows exactly what the ANC stands for. Renewal. This is now what I call proper renewal. Like, you know, you change things immediately. When things go wrong, you change immediately. Not the renewal that his party speaks about for the last 10 years, but we see the same thing again and again and again. I think the ANC could learn a lot from Dr. Gigaba, who, by the way, is still a member of parliament. Actually, I think he's chairman of the Standing Committee on Defense. Norma's going to need a lot of defense should this man sue on the basis of what she said. So in my view, dear African National Congress, there is a reason why this man was always flagged as a possible potential leader of the party and of the country. Now we know. Oh, that is about the last part, the renewal. I'm not talking about the other parts. Yeah, I mean, although they're not unusual in our politics, but I'm just talking about the renewal part. There is a lesson to be learned today. When things don't work, change. Because if you don't change them, you may end up in a marriage you don't like. And you call it government of national unity because you did not change things that did not work. You did not renew yourself. So here are the lessons that I think all of us in the country should learn from these revelations, this expose by Norma Khule Mngoma. One, you must know what you have in your subscription. Now I know I can watch Showmax. Two, you must be very, very careful when you ask somebody to give you a lift to a police station. You may be the person they're taking you into custody. By the way, she did spend a night in prison for that. Three, and very, very importantly, I mean, if there's any lesson you take away from this episode, and please acknowledge me when you share this knowledge with anybody else, do not ever claim to be an expert in anything when you are not. It will always show up. For some reason, it will come and show it up, show itself to the world, and it is so embarrassing. Like, you know, I could never claim to be, say, a comedian, because I'm not even funny, right? So I try not to claim things that I'm not. So Norma should not have done that. And lastly, which is very, very critical, do not believe politicians. I'm not saying you should believe Norma, but I'm saying, how on earth does a politician tell me to stay at home? You know, I live alone, folks. Do you know those days, right? I mean, I drank all my alcohol because I had nothing else to do. Yet, if Norma's word is anything to go by, people were having fun, and I mean fun, during COVID, while some of us were stuck at home watching documentaries. It's not fair. But in the event that all this is lies, there's better stuff out there. It's fiction. Nobody can sue you for this. You can have more fun, naked fun, literally and otherwise. Read this book, The Sweetest Taboo. You will never go wrong. Still available on very reputable bookshops and online. You can find it, search. There are platforms that sell the book. Thank you very much for tuning into this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please, as usual, subscribe, like, follow, share, tell the world about it. You don't want to be missing out on this kind of stuff. You can't wait for me to remind you all the time. I'm too old to remind you of everything. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.